She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. There was an issue that came out on the news that finally is getting some attention, and that's safety check. They interviewed some people about what they thought about safety check. And evidently, people don't listen to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Number one, not one penny goes to the state or the city. The money you pay for safety check, nothing goes to the state or the city. But the state pays for administrative costs. They hire people to run the system. And that's big money. Who would run a business and pay the employees but not make a penny? Who would do that? That's the reason, one of the reasons why there is no room in paradise. That people are coming homeless and no jobs, businesses closing down and moving. For your information, last year, 6 auto shops closed down and moved to the mainland. More are moving this year. When are you, people in office, going to wake up and do the job that you're supposed to do for the people? When people take positions in political office, they're working for the people, not for themselves. But in Hawaii, it's the other way around. Safety check, number one, is not being enforced like it should be. Number two, is not being checked like it should be. Okay? And that's a big word. If they went and did everything they're supposed to do to check your vehicle, it's not going to cost you $20 for that safety check. It'll be $100. You the people want to spend $100 for a safety check? I don't think so. Because, think, if you hired your mechanic to do the safety check, okay? And he has to do the whole complete list. Pull the tire, check the brakes, all that stuff. Can you charge $20? I don't think so. Only the state and the city knows how to waste money, lose money, and not make money. They think they're making money by charging you, the people, more taxes. No. That's not what you put them in office for. They need to know how to make money and cut taxes, because the people of Hawaii are struggling as it is. You've heard that saying, majority of people are one paycheck away from being homeless. And also on the news, there were several, well, not here, but I'd like to find out if it's here. There's several colleges where the students are homeless. They can't find some place to stay. They don't have money for food. Now, that's tough. Why is it that way? Anyway, we need to get rid of safety check. That is a waste of money. 40 states don't have a safety check. Why should we? And they don't know how to do that with no safety check. It's so simple. All you gotta do is go check with Oregon and all the other states that don't have safety check and copy what they do. Mario Yano did that. He was in Oregon. And he asked the policeman there, so if you don't have safety check, how do you make sure the car is safe? He said, it's a car owner's responsibility when he has his car serviced to have the car looked over to make sure it's safe. Because in Oregon, a policeman coming down the road see that your wheel is wobbling, he can pull you over and give you a $400 fine, a ticket for $400. Okay? When you make the penalty stiff like that, people will make sure their cars are safe. Well, in Hawaii, that lady they interviewed on TV assumes that when the shop checks her car, it is safe. I don't think so. I don't think so. And they're using safety check as a scam to scam customers. This one lady was told by a dealer she needed a new front end on her car. $6,000 to pass safety check. So she gave me a call. I don't want to mention what company, what car. She gave me a call. Have the front end checked. I checked it out. There was nothing wrong with it. Okay? Nothing wrong. When the economy gets bad and shops get slow, they look for stuff to charge the customer with, especially seniors, because they feel the seniors don't know. That's not right. So folks, get with it. Get rid of safety check. Come on, there's a petition going around. And why you need a petition to get rid of something that is not necessary? How many of you out there got ticketed driving down the road with no safety check? How many? I want to see. Okay? Because when Mario Yano was working for the city, he saw hundreds of cars with expired safety stickers. Nobody tags them. Anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, there's a wax that is super easy to use, and Crestec Cleaning Center has it. You wash your car down with water. While the car is still wet, you spray on this wax and you rinse it off. Wipe your car dry. It's done. The car is waxed. I think it's a aircraft wax. Think about it. If you had to wax a Hawaiian Airlines plane, would you be rubbing it on and rubbing it off? I don't think so. You shoot it down with the power hose, wash it, and then you spray on that wax and rinse it off, and that's it. It's waxed. So go check out Crestec Clean Easter. He has that super wax that's easy, easy. Okay? And Crestec Cleaning Center's number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Tire pressures. I see so many cars still running low pressure. The pressure on tires today are not like 50 years ago. 50 years ago, 35 pounds was the tire pressure. Today, it is 44 pounds minimum. The newer tires go up to 51 and 61. It's the design of the tire. If you run it under that, the outer edge will wear out before the center. Okay? So if you see your outer edge wearing out, your tire is underinflated. But when you go to change the tire shops all tell you, oh, you need a wheel alignment. The outer edge of your tire is worn out. Only time you need a wheel alignment is when you're driving down the freeway and a car pulls to the left or pulls to the right. That is the only time you need to have your wheel aligned. Okay? When you're underinflated, you wear out the outer edge of the tire, number one. Number two, it's from 2 to 4 miles per gallon that you lose in gasoline. You cut your gas because the car is harder to roll. Go try it. I've said this many times. Run at 35 pounds, park it in a parking lot that's level, and push it. Then pump it up to 44 pounds, push it again. It's easier to push with a higher pressure. And it's also safer because when you go into a panic stop, you got a bigger footprint from the thread. When you're underinflated, the center of the tire, the center threads do not grip the road. Okay? And a lot of people tell me, yo, but it's hard riding. You want smooth riding and chance of dying, or you want a little hard riding and safe? Think about it. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, I don't recommend using cruise control. Don't trust that. And I don't like airbags. If airbags were safe, why do they kill little children? They're not safe. And the police department, I hate to get on them. I have a lot of friends in the police department. But, you know, they need to get on people using the phone while driving. That old lady that got run over at Alamoana Shopping Center on her birthday, was the tour bus driver on the phone? He had to be not to see her. He had to be. He wasn't paying attention to his driving. Okay? Oh, going back to that safety sticker, remove the VIN number from all of your safety stickers. If you take a picture of that VIN number, you can go to a good locksmith and he can make you a duplicate key. It'll cost you a little money, but it can make you a key and you can get your car stolen. That's the modern way of car theft today. Use the VIN number. In the old days, the car's VIN number was on the door post. You had to open the door to see the VIN number. Okay? The manufacturers thought, That's not a good idea. If we put it outside where people can see it, then the car will get stolen. And we sell more cars. So they put it on the windshield, on the dashboard. So I recommend putting a piece of paper to block the VIN number that's located by the windshield. Okay? Be safe. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? So anyway, I think it's break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob, doing great. Just still shaking my head.
Why?
Listen to the mayor when he talked about the new budget.
Oh, please.
Oh, I was like, what? It's going up 5.1%. I didn't get a 5.1% raise. What's going on here?
He thinks the people have deep pockets.
Exactly. And the biggest scam is this thing about the garbage pickup.
Oh, boy.
And I've been arguing with people that, look, here's the argument. You never paid for it until now. And I go, so what, the garbage guys work for free till now? What do you mean they didn't get paid? Oh, well, no, but it's like other places they break it out because they don't have property taxes like Hawaii has. You can't tell people that, right? So anyway, they're all convinced that we never paid for garbage pickup, and all these guys work for free, and the truck companies sent the garbage trucks over because they had extra ones, and they said, you know what, Hawaii could have some free garbage trucks. All it is that now when they want to raise your taxes, they just raise that fee, right? Because where's the money going to go? Into the general fund. What happens in the general fund? Nobody knows. It's a big black hole of money.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, as always, we're going to take care of your kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I promise to fix the road, and the rail's going to end your traffic problem.
Right.
Okay, I'm getting ready for my run for mayor. Because if that's all you got to say, and people love you, I'm just going to go around town going, give me all your money. Just give me your money. And I'll get elected. Anyway, I'm sure that'll never happen. But as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But it might work. Never know. I don't know. When I saw that, I just flipped out and turned off the television. That is dumb, dumb, dumb. People are one paycheck away from being homeless, and you want to charge them more? I don't know. I don't know. Come on, folks. Anyway, back to Hawaiian Automotive 101. It's been kind of freaky lately. Rain, shine, rain. So highly recommended that you put your new wiper blades on and not have it in the garage. Okay, I know some people bought new wiper blades and they leave it in the garage. Put it on the car. If you bought it, put it on the car. If you didn't buy, buy and put it on the car. Okay? And coat the windshield with Rain-X. Rain-X will help the wiper keep the window clear. Because with Rain-X on the windshield, the water will bounce off the glass. Okay? And if you have a sport car where the windshield is slanted back a lot, you practically don't need a wiper. With Rain-X on the windshield, it just flies off. Amazing stuff. And some people could use it on their glasses too. So when it rains, they don't need little windshield wipers on their glasses. Okay, so not like my dog Colo, he doesn't like to walk in the rain. He gets upset that water is falling on him. So anyway, ladies, when you drive your car, it's for cars, not trucks, put your purse in the trunk. Okay? Because when you're in traffic, and a lot of you on the west side, east side, all over, have traffic problems, okay? And this hasn't happened here yet, but it's happening on the mainland where people walk between the cars and look in, and they see a lady's purse on the passenger seat. They have an ice pick. They poke the glass, and it explodes. They reach in, grab the purse, and run, okay? So do not leave your purse exposed. If you're going to leave it in the back seat on the floor, covered. Do not expose it. Okay? One lady in a department store, I don't want to say where, here, it happened here. She put her purse down on the counter to go check something out. The purse was gone. Okay? You got to think, folks. Life is hard here in Hawaii. This is what's going to happen. That's why you see bank robberies, you see store robberies, all kinds of stuff. Because people are desperate. And getting back to the city that's pushing the homeless from here to there and here, all over, they got to think. Eventually, those people, they're human beings. They're going to get sick and tired of being pushed around, and they're going to fight back. And when they start fighting back, that's not right. People's going to get hurt. And for what? You got to make it better. Okay? So, you know, just moving them here to there because you don't want them in your backyard, that don't work. Having them get, you know, build housing for them, that don't work. No. Most of them would like a good job that they could make money, you know, and have a life. And those people out there, and I know a lot of them are politicians that listen to the show, why you think they came out with sayings like, you know, they can't live in paradise anymore. That's the reason. Living in Hawaii is going out of sight. Well, there's one thing that could help, and that's the ethanol project. The ethanol project, if it got started years ago, would have created over 1,000 new jobs per island. And it's not like the construction industry where it goes up and down, up and down. Ethanol is energy. It just keeps going up. So the workers will never be laid off, hired, laid off. It's a steady, steady job. And it's clean. A lot of bad talk about ethanol, corrosive, damaged rubber hoses, it's all false. That is not true. Ethanol is used for surgery. It's used for a lot of things, including vodka. Now, if ethanol damages things, you wouldn't be able to drink it. Think about it. It'd be poison. And one guy told me, no, ethanol's no good because it burns black, gums up everything. It doesn't. It doesn't do that. Ethanol is clean burning. You can burn it in a plate, and when it's done, the plate will be spick and span clean that you can eat from it. But you can't burn gasoline. It'll burn black, black, black. And that's not the ethanol. That's the oil in the gas. Okay? So much misconception on ethanol. It's not funny. You have to have the right information. Okay? And not all ethanol is the same. Ethanol from corn, ethanol from sugarcane. The corn is not as good as the sugarcane. But the lab technician will tell you it's the same, but it's not. It's like wine. Not all wine's the same. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay? So how can all ethanol be the same? No. And for your information, Hawaiian sugarcane makes the best ethanol in the world. It has more power, better fuel mileage, and they're all clean. Okay? I don't know how many of you drive down Waikamilo in front of Honolulu Ford. The city had paved that road about a year ago. There's all potholes again. How is that? That road was paved about a year ago, and they have potholes now. I mean, think, folks. Think. If you personally paid for that road, and you did, and it a year later they have potholes, you're not going to say something like, "Wait, hey, where's my warranty here?" Huh? I don't know. It's all messed up. And potholes is very damaging to your car. It jerks the ball joints and tie rod ends and steering linkage loose. Okay? So if your car is wandering around left and right and all over the road, you better have the front end checked. That's the only time. But a safety check station cannot determine that by just looking at your car. Okay? So, it's not being done right and not being enforced. Get rid of it. A lot of laws are not being enforced, like unregistered vehicles. It's in the law book that all unregistered vehicles be impounded on the spot. Okay? And put in a lot. In 30 days, if it's not claimed, it's put up for sale. Anyway, I think it's break time.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Gabe from Honolulu.
Hi, Gabe.
Oh, hello, George. Thank you for taking my call. I guess I have a simple question. You know, on the battery, it's starting to have that white corrosion, I guess.
Uh-huh.
What do you do to take care of that?
Okay, first of all, what kind of battery you have?
What do you mean? A regular 12-volt, I guess?
Yeah, well, that white powder is because of acid leaking out of the battery.
Oh.
And the acid will erode the battery terminals, and I've seen them as bad as going down the wire, because the wire is plastic. It goes in the wire all the way down to the starter and eats up the starter and costing you big money.
Right, right.
So highly advisable not to use acid-type battery.
What kind of battery is the alternative then?
They have what they call gel batteries. Or the battery I recommend is the North Star.
North Star.
Yeah, because of their amperage. Number one, they're the highest amp on the market right now. And the amp, the higher the amp, the better the spark, the longer life for your alternator, your starter, and a better gas mileage.
Okay, North Star.
And it doesn't have liquid acid.
I see. So in the meantime, though, what can I do to...
Okay, you got to go get baking soda.
Yes.
And water. Put it on that, and it'll neutralize the acid and rinse it off.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I have one more question?
Sure.
You know, mothballs. Is it still a good idea to put mothballs?
Only the old-fashioned mothballs. But you got to remember, mothballs kill moths.
Yeah.
So it is poisonous.
Yeah.
And it does give better gas mileage and more power. But the whole issue is poisonous. And, well, gasoline is poisonous anyway.
Right.
So, you know, but ethanol is a better fuel.
Okay. So if we fill up at, like, Shell, we still can put some mothballs in? And
Oh, yeah. If you put in a box of the old-fashioned mothballs to a tank full of Shell 92,
yeah,
the octane will come up to 100.
There's two kinds of mothballs, huh?
It's, yeah.
Which one is that?
The old-fashioned. It's labeled old-fashioned mothballs.
Oh, okay. Is it the para something?
No.
Naphthalene. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's hard to find, you know.
You're right, right. I noticed that. I was looking at the labels. So.
Yeah, because everybody knows about this for years and years. I've been recommending it long ago, and they've been using it for years.
Right.
And Long's tells me that, the cashier tells me that people come in and buy a whole box, the whole case.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Bruce from Eva Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Dean George. Hey, I tuned in half past the hour there, and I heard you mention something about the safety check in your, that before you went to break. And what did you have to say earlier about it, if you did say? Because it was on the news last night.
Yeah. You see, you know, I wish and pray that our politicians would have a common sense enough to try to find ways to save money instead of, if they're short of money, all they do is raise tax. You know, that's not right, because everybody in Hawaii cannot go raise tax to get more money.
Yeah.
I mean, they're raising tax, they're charging for garbage pickup, all kinds of stuff. You know, and everybody's paycheck didn't go up.
No, that's true. Mine didn't. Well, my taxes on my income went up, property taxes.
Yeah, so, you know, the politicians, when they get sworn in to take the oath of office, they're taking an oath of office to lead the people into better living, not into poverty.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing. And they don't have a clue on why people are going homeless.
I think that they do have a clue, but they don't really...
they don't care.
They're not concerned about it.
Yeah, and safety check. Okay, the safety check, the $20 or $25, whatever you pay for it, not a penny goes to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the state has to pay for administrative workers to work the program. And I think the cost was from Kauai to the Big Island, $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
Now, if you got rid of safety check, that's $1.2 million saved.
Yeah.
See?
There's only one. Yeah, I understand. There's only. I only heard that there was only one representative, and that was the one out in the Wyandotte Coast.
Yeah.
That proposed the bill. But the state transportation doesn't want to get rid of it because of their reason stated something towards the fact, well, it may be hazardous, you know, keep the roads safe and drive.
No. I
forgot what they said, you know.
I can check a lot of cars and find so many things wrong with them. Yeah. The whole thing about the safety check. Now, people got to think. They got to sit down and think and not be lazy. Why is there the VIN number on the safety sticker? It never was there before. The VIN number went on the safety sticker ever since they started doing the rail.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you go do the study and check, 40% or more of general public do not have theft coverage. Okay?
Do not have what?
Theft.
Oh.
Theft coverage.
All right. Yeah.
They get... no fault, they get, you know, liability, that's it.
Right.
They don't have theft. So if the car gets stolen, you're going to have to, where are you going to get the money? So that's why they put the VIN number on the sticker, so that the people's cars get stolen and they're forced to want the rail and jump on a rail. Okay? The rail company donated that laptop or whatever you call that to make the safety sticker free to the state because they want everybody's car stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think if the politician said you got to put on your shirt your social security number, how many people will walk around with that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. You know, and the other thing is that lady that was on the news that said she likes safety check. Okay, what if they put her address on there too? On the sticker. Would she like that? I don't think so.
No.
You know, and people gotta think, safety check is not being enforced because my truck for the last 4 years have never had a safety check. I never got pulled over. Never did. Police come in the back of me. Nothing. And you can see my red truck with a chrome bumper, no stickers. So, you know, how many people actually get pulled over for safety sticker?
I got pulled over here. Mine was in December, but there was they had a checkpoint when I left Costco. It's coming up the Roosevelt Road there in Barbers Point, and right there at that elementary school. And I had my seat. I thought it must be seat belt check. Well, they looked at you as soon as you came up to the truck, and then. He went in the back and he looked. He says, "Okay, that's it. Go." Because I was.
Well, the seatbelt is against your constitutional right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard you preach on that. Always. Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
That is against your constitutional right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Until the people of America really get down and say something, it'll never go away. Because you can check with all racing organizations, they do not recognize the seat belts in the cars. You cannot race with that belt. You got to use the belt that they require. It's a crisscross across the chest. Not one way. And talk to a physical therapist. They'll tell you, in a head-on collision, your back will get hurt.
Yeah.
Because it twists it.
Impact.
See, so supposed to be a safety belt, right? No.
Yeah. Well, it's a nanny state, so state of mind.
It's so easy.
They take care of us like they own us, but we can't think for ourselves.
Yeah, you know? We can't think for ourselves, and we cannot. That's why they got free hands to do what they're doing. I mean, where is all this money going? Anybody question it?
I'm questioning it, but I don't have the capabilities to go down there and do an audit.
Well, I tell you what, you email President Trump have the FBI audit them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch the rats run.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I called, when they say tax, I said no, confiscation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really, they're just taking your money and think you make the only, because it's like they said, city council, or we call it, or city county and our state's not like the feds, which they can got a printing machine. You know, the people are the machines, and
yeah.
they'll take what they believe is belongs to them.
Yep.
You know, it's just like Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Today, I got in a discussion with this. I had an exterminator come to the house here last week, and him and I got in a long conversation, and I was he's talking about this and that, and he's a vet, and I'm a vet, and he got out and so forth, and then it got up to about, it's all about retirement. He said, well, why couldn't you go get your Social Security and draw it now? Suppose you're going to die this now. I said, well, if I die tomorrow, I got used to not living without it anyway, and I ain't going to use it where I'm going. And I said, I'm not going to take it here in May.
Take it now.
Yeah. Now I'm going to wait until 70 because I want to get the maximum amount.
No, but if you take it now, mm-hmm. and you add it up when you come 70, you'll be way ahead of the game.
I kind of went through that math when I went down there before, but I'm going to stick to my conviction here. It's like I didn't get out on 20 years. I stayed past, you know.
Yeah.
The full past, you know, got my full 30 in, but I need that. I want that income right there because if I pass away
okay.
before that, then my wife's going to get the maximum amount.
No. Go check. It ends when you die.
The Social Security?
Yes, sir.
No, it passes over to, it passes over.
You sure?
Positive. I went to the Social Security and administration and got that. It goes over. And even my father, he passed his. My uncles, they all passed it off to the.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're in the 1918 generation.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they, you know, they went to the.
And what if the federal government run out of money?
Well, that's if the doubt word, right?
So, okay.
You know, there's nothing to be concerned about that. If,
thanks for calling.
Okay, George. Take care.
Aloha. Time for a break.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Yeah, is that true?
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Louis from Eva Beach.
Hi, Louis.
Yes, I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is,
get the mothballs?
That's the million-dollar question. You got thousands of people looking for it, and most lucrative place is Long's, but you gotta get it on the right day before everybody buys it out.
Which Long's you're talking about?
Any Long's?
No, not down this side. They don't carry it.
Oh, they don't carry it?
No.
You try Walmart?
No, they don't carry it.
Oh, okay. Then I would get on the phone and just call the different Long's.
Yeah, that's why it must be in town somewhere. Yeah, one of the Long's in town.
Oh, that's a hot seller for Long's, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my second question is, where do you get the North Star from? Battery.
Battery Bill.
Battery, he's the only one that carries it.
Yep.
Do they have one that fits Hondas?
Yep.
They do. Yeah, because the Honda has small battery, yeah?
Yeah.
But the amperage is bigger or
it's the biggest.
The amperage is higher.
Yes.
That fits the Honda.
Yeah, because the North Star, the battery is made from lead, pure lead. The other batteries are not pure lead. So if you feel the weight of the battery, the North Star is twice the weight of a regular battery. Same size, but twice the weight of that battery.
Oh, so because it's all lead.
Yes. And the warranty is awesome. Hard to beat.
So the battery must be expensive then?
You get what you pay for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you're going to buy a battery, you should buy a battery that's going to give you better gas mileage, longer alternator life, longer starter life, and pay you back, you know? Mm. Not a battery that you buy and is like a drug addict where it takes away your gas mileage, it beats up your starter, it beats up your alternator. It's just dragging it down. So, yeah, it might be a little bit more for the North Star, but the North Star is going to give you back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, anyway, you need to look at that, folks. And remember, when you buy tires, before they put it on the wheel and all that mounted, make sure you check the date on the tires, folks. Look at the date on the tires, because there's a lot of outdated tires on the road. 6 years is the tire life. So look at the date. There's four numbers on the side in an oval shape thing, and the first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. Okay? So, just be safe. and let's try to make living in Hawaii a lot better. It's only going downhill, and, you know, people not happy with the governor, the mayor. But who voted for him? It's the people. But anyway, but check your tire pressures, folks. I see so many cars wasting their gas mileage with bad tire pressure. And if you're going to have a tune-up done, recommend for Autolite XP spark plugs. Autolite XP spark plugs. They're the best. Okay? Not that other stuff you see on the market. They don't work. The Autolite XP was designed and developed for the Japanese race bikes that had super high RPM. And they work good. They last long, long, long. Okay? Recommend that. Okay. So, I hope all of you are getting involved with that safety check thing. We should get rid of it. Cut the costs. Make
at least some of the costs for the people go away. Because they're going to raise the registration fee for your car again this year, along with 15 cents more on the gasoline per gallon now. Okay? So this is all wrong. And if you check all the taxes they're putting on, it's all temporary. There's no such thing as temporary tax. It doesn't work. Once you give them your money, they're not going to cut it back. No way. Okay? So, let's make a move on it. Okay? So, anyway, hey, what happened to Celine Steve? He told me he's going to call in today. He's probably sleeping.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe he fell asleep.
Yeah, he's always sleeping. Ah, lose money. So anyway. Okay, so use Shell Premium. Shell's still the best gas to use. We highly recommend that for the island of Oahu. Not Kauai, Maui, or the Big Island. Because Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island is all the same. All brands, all same. Okay? On Oahu, no. Shell is the best. And I recommend using the Shell Premium. And if you use that Shell gas card, you get a discount. Okay? Anyway. It's a time. We got another call?
Yep.
Okay.
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I was in the car on the way home. I just got home, and you were talking about battery. But before about the battery, what? What place is this?
Battery bill.
B-I-L-L.
Yes.
Okay. And I think the guy who talked about the safety check, because I don't take the newspaper. They don't give me news anyway. I saw it on the news the other night, Miley Shimabukuro, and she got 3,000 signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that that was the first time I heard anything about any legislator doing anything about safety checks. So
you got to commend her.
Yeah, so you go and talk to her because something about it wasn't only to do away with it, but or change it or something. But
I know I'm going to talk with her next week.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, and introduce her to ethanol.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, is that time again? We have to thank our callers for calling in. And if anybody knows Celine Steve, wake him up. Please, folks, take care of each other. You know what I mean by take care of each other? If you have information that the cell phone's no good, you see people with the cell phone, tell them. That's how you take care of each other. Okay? Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.